This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Some cities, they've actually reduced taxi cab regulations.
It's actually my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, like completely eliminated taxi cab regulations from what I heard.
Good.
Other places, they are kind of Ubers being allowed to operate, but not being cracked down upon, even though they're technically not legal. And then in some places, their offices are being raided. In some places, their drivers are being pulled over. Their cars are being confiscated. New York City has confiscated, as of, I think, last summer, something like 500 cars in their crackdown on Uber there. Although, even though Uber is sort of in question, I guess, in New York City, there's a story from the Foundation for Economic Education that says that Uber has made New York's yellow cabs nicer.
I believe it.
Yep, I do as well. And then there's also the crackdown happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where the free Uber activists, including Christopher David, who we've had on as a guest on this program, they've done something very interesting for New Year's Eve. And I do want to talk about that as well. Plus, you've got a bizarre story about an affluent teen, but for whatever reason it's called affluenza. How do you define affluenza exactly?
Basically, his defense came down to, I'm rich, don't send me to jail.
And he, like, killed some people, apparently, in a car accident.
Four people.
Yeah. So, I want to talk about all that tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here. Foundation for Economic Education writes about Uber, the joys of New York. Sky-high tower blocks, legendary pizza, and the rudest taxi drivers on the planet. On my previous trips to the Big Apple, my experience has been of drivers who jerk their way around corners, shout and swear at other vehicles, and behave like they're doing you a massive favor by allowing you into their shabby and odd-smelling car in the first place. Is it any wonder that Uber founder Travis Kalanick chose New York as one of the cities to expand into? So imagine my surprise when arriving at JFK Airport after a seven-hour journey, the driver of the yellow cab that I hailed politely asked me how my flight had been. His car was immaculate, and his driving smooth but efficient. Rather than scrabbling for dollar bills at the bottom of my handbag, I was shocked to discover a working touchscreen and card reader in the back seat. And when I struggled with the instructions, Americans have yet to discover chip and pin, it seems, my driver helpfully took me through the payment process and wished me a pleasant stay in New York. I knew that yellow cabs were meant to be able to take cards, but somehow the card reader had always seemed to be broken on previous trips. As for politeness, the last driver I had bluntly refused when I asked for a receipt and acted thoroughly inconvenienced by having to give me change. This time, the drivers that I had could not have been more courteous. And they even have a shiny ride-hailing app called Arro, A-R-R-O, which advertises, quote, no surge pricing, unquote, in happy letters, as though surge pricing is an evil trick that Uber plays, rather than an effective use of market forces to get more cabs on the roads. Surge pricing is where Uber will raise the price based on demand.
Oh, you mean they let supply and demand determine the market price?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, actually. And in some places, it can get a little pricey if, you know, there aren't very many Ubers on the road and there's a lot of people who are demanding rides from them, which actually encourages more Uber drivers to sign on. And so, you know, if you're getting three times the usual rate to drive somebody, and you're a driver and you're sitting at home playing video games, and you get a notice that says that there's a surge in your area, then you might just decide to go ahead and get in the car.
Yeah.
So it's pretty
neat. And then eventually, when enough people wind up signing on as, yeah, I'll start driving. The prices are coming back down because supply and demand.
Exactly. So the author here says, I've written before about how Uber in London offers a service that is in many ways superior to traditional taxis. It's cheaper, it's more accountable with mobile payments. The same's now true in New York, and New Yorkers are voting with their taxi dollars. Low-cost Uber X rides over the course of 2014 shot up by 450%. And just like their counterparts across the world, most notably in France, New York taxi drivers have protested the unfairness of a competitor who can do their job better and more cheaply than they can. Now, we've seen some of these protests happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, as well, where Uber drivers are being boxed in. Now, they haven't yet been physically attacked, from what I understand, but they have been basically, you know, committed to having crimes committed against them without physical attack. It is a crime to, you know, physically prevent someone from driving somewhere where they have a legal right to go. If you have a driver's license and you have the legal ability to be on the road and someone boxes you in and prevents you from leaving where you want to go, like the Uber car has parked temporarily on the side of the road instead of a parking spot, picking someone up, and then, you know, they get a car and a car in front and a car behind just because it's a parking spot or whatever, and then the cabbie comes and just sits there and blocks you from being able to pull out of the spot. That's like the definition of disorderly conduct, and that's apparently been happening on multitudes of occasions in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. In places, they mention France here. I've seen video from Mexico as well where cab drivers are actually either physically threatening or physically attacking Uber drivers. This is what it comes down to when people challenge the status quo. And people look in here in Keene at some of the activism that's happened here, Daryl, and they'll say, oh, well, you know, you guys are just controversial and you're offending people with your activism. That's why there's so many haters for you. Because there are people who physically attacked liberty activists on the streets here in Keene, like some of the Robin Hooders have actually been physically attacked on multiple occasions. And the idea is, well, if you just weren't doing such offensive things, like filling people's meters for them or whatever, if you weren't being so offensive, then people wouldn't be attacking you. But the fact is, when you threaten the status quo, and the Robin Hooders have not been, in my opinion, offensive, but some people disagree, they have been
attacked. I'll say that there have been some things that I definitely would not have done that people have done while filling meters. So the one video of Cantwell yelling stop thief at the parking enforcer, that one gets played all the time, but Chris was not among the people that was sued, even though, you know, that's basically one of the things that always comes up in any of the press is, oh, here's some guy yelling at a parking enforcer.
And they play Chris Cantwell.
And they play Chris. I don't think that's very productive per se. And then some of the things that Graham had said to some of the parking enforcers, I don't think were very productive, but definitely not criminal.
They don't deserve physical attack either way.
Right.
But, you know, people will say, oh, well, you guys are so offensive and that's why people are mad. But in Portsmouth, all they're doing is giving people rides from point A to point B. And they've got people who are basically, you know, boxing them in. And if I bet you if they knew where people lived, there'd probably be some vandalism at their houses as well. I wouldn't put it past those taxi cab drivers who are mad about Uber. So, going on here, the grinding monopoly on New York's taxi market, which stymies the supply of drivers in one of the world's busiest cities, isn't the fault of the drivers alone. The city's bureaucratic medallion system dictates the number of drivers legally allowed to serve in New York. Such medallions are, of course, hugely expensive, and by expensive I mean upwards of $1 million. Now, I've heard they've come down in price.
Yeah, I've heard that as well, and the price there, that $1 million, that's not the price that one would go pay to, say, the New York City Department of Transportation or Board of Taxis, because they're not issuing any more of those medallions.
Hmm.
That's price.
The transfer price?
Yes, that's the transfer price,
mm-hmm.
Because people want to be able to sell these or buy these. Same thing with some of the mobile food vendor licenses in
New York,
to where people can't just go down to, you know, like the Board of Health and say, I want to open a mobile food vendor.
Right.
because, sorry, we're not issuing any more licenses. So when somebody decides, I'm tired of doing this, they sell the business.
Or they'll rent it.
And with the business comes the license.
That's true. And we're going to continue here. How is it that Uber has actually cleaned up the yellow cabs in New York City? The story here, you can share your thoughts, your observations. Maybe you're an Uber driver. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Uber and to another extent, or Lyft, I guess, is their kind of big competitor. I just read that Sidecar is going out of business. That is one of the other...
That's still a thing,
I guess. I've never
used until it goes out of business.
Yeah, apparently they're done for. You know, I guess there's not enough room for several ride-sharing apps out there, but Uber and Lyft still doing pretty well, it seems. At least.
I would say there's room for them, but the competition is, you know, a little
pretty stiff,
tougher. Yeah, so there's really only going to be a couple that wind up, you know, getting enough support to wind up surviving.
So we're going to talk more about how Uber has actually improved the cab situation in New York City, meaning that the yellow cabs are getting surprisingly competitive all of a sudden. And we're going to continue that story from the Foundation for Economic Education, but I want to let you know about freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day over at freedomsphoenix.com. You'll get the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. It's Ian and Daryl here continuing from the Foundation for Economic Education's Rachel Cunliffe. And she's appears to be from London. She's talking about her experience in New York cabs, which previously, before her most recent visit, have been absolutely horrible. Just rude cabbies, driving poorly, smelly, unclean cabs. All of a sudden, she visits recently to New York City and has a completely different experience with a friendly cab driver, driving a clean cab with like an easy-to-use touchpad system for payment with, you know, swipe your credit card kind of thing in the back. And so she says, unsurprisingly, enterprising people trying to scrape a living in New York by working a classic newcomer job can hardly afford to buy one of the 13,500 medallions that are in the city, even if one happened to be available at auction at the time. Instead, the vast majority of medallions are owned by companies, and drivers must pay to lease one in order to be able to drive. Enter Uber, and suddenly, yellow cab drivers are realizing maybe the fees aren't worth it. Rather than pay thousands of dollars in fees to a medallion holder, they could just drive for Uber, which takes only 20% commission instead. This is, by the way, they did change the commissions recently in New Hampshire, which I was surprised by. I've actually signed up as an Uber driver just to experience the process of what it was like, and I've taken only one ride thus far. But because they don't operate in Keene, I have to drive all the way to Manchester if I want to take a ride. Anyway, they sent out a notice recently saying that the percentage is going from a 20% take to a 25% take in New Hampshire as of a certain date. So I don't know if that's like a nationwide change or just something that they've tweaked just for New Hampshire. Don't know. Anyway, if you know and you want to share your thoughts on Uber and cabbies and whatever, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So this hasn't impressed the lucky owners of those medallions. Gene Freeman, Friedman, for example, owns over 1,000 of the medallions and helped push up the price by snapping them up anytime one came up for auction, borrowing from credit unions in order to do so. Now that Uber has offered both consumers and drivers an alternative, the price of medallions is crashing. Some can be bought for half of what they cost just last year. And Friedman's businesses can no longer make money off of this rent-seeking practice. So now he's hoping for a bailout from the New York taxpayers rather than accept competition from a market that he monopolized for so long. Others are similarly incensed. Just this week, cab medallion owners filed a lawsuit against New York City regulators for allowing Uber into the market and claiming that the city is responsible for the drop in medallion prices and leasing fees.
Hold on. The city is responsible for the drop in medallion prices?
By allowing Uber to operate.
By allowing competition.
That's correct.
How dare you allow competition? We here at the Yellow Cab Company think that we should be the only people that are allowed to wind up giving people rides in exchange for money.
It has always been this way, and it always should be this way, and we're suing. So, according to the story, they state in their lawsuit that the city is responsible for the drop and the leasing drop in the medallion prices and leasing fees, and must compensate for it. They must compensate. So they're demanding compensation from New York City because they're allowing Uber into the marketplace. I mean, I can't imagine this is going to go anywhere, but it's an indicator of this entitlement mentality that these cab companies have. They state in their suit, quote, as set forth below, defendants' deliberate evisceration of Medallion Taxicab Hail exclusivity and their ongoing arbitrary, disparate regulatory treatment of the Medallion Taxicab industry has and continues to inflict catastrophic harm on this once iconic industry. Unquote. If suing the city because you don't like the competition and demanding a bailout because your business is no longer profitable seems an overreaction, I suppose New Yorkers should be thankful that drivers aren't setting fire to cars and blockading the streets, which is probably happening. They're linking to something here. That's France. That's what's happening in France. Indeed, while some have responded by attacking Uber in any way they can, others have wondered if maybe the burden is on them to up their game a little. And that's why there are suddenly apps for yellow cabs, working card readers, polite drivers, and clean cars. It wasn't city regulators who mandated that the service had to improve. It was ordinary New Yorkers who simply took their business elsewhere. If anything, those invested in the classic yellow taxis should be thanking Uber for raising the standard in their once iconic industry. Rachel finishes by saying, I can only hope that the court see the irony and treat the Medallion owner's lawsuit with the ridicule that it deserves. And we're seeing all of this happen in a much more smaller scale in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I don't know if there's a limitation. I don't think that there is a limitation on the number of medallions, if you will, or licensings that can be done. But what has happened in Portsmouth is the controversy there has focused on this issue of safety. The idea being that, well, Uber has this background check that they do on their potential drivers. And Uber has a certain set of standards that, you know, Uber will allow someone with, let's say, a misdemeanor conviction that's nonviolent to drive. Well, a violent misdemeanor may not be able to drive unless they've had it, more than 15 years ago or something, or 7 years.
Seven.
7 years ago. But the city check goes back 15 years.
For felonies, it only goes back 7 years for misdemeanors.
But they won't allow anyone with a misdemeanor to get the city's approval. So it doesn't matter what misdemeanor you have. It can be a nonviolent misdemeanor like possession of marijuana. And as long as that happened within 7 years, the city will not allow that person to be a licensed driver in the city of Portsmouth. And so the whole time in throughout this controversy that has been bubbling over since the summertime here in Portsmouth, throughout this entire discussion, they've had multiple city council meetings about this. Uber has proposed that the city just simply let, you know, the city back down on their requirements and sort of make them more match Uber's requirements. And basically, the city police department, the police chief, has argued that, well, this is all about safety. We want to make sure that the people of Portsmouth are safe, even though the people of Portsmouth obviously have no problem going ahead and hiring Ubers because they've been doing so. Mind you, those Uber drivers are driving with some serious risk. They're facing $500 to $1,000 fines if they're caught taking someone from point A to point B without government permission. So we'll give you the latest on that situation. Things have gotten really interesting in Portsmouth. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you support the taxi cab oligopoly, the people who've been in business for decades. They've been paying fines, they've been paying fees to the taxi cab regulators for decades, and now all of a sudden Uber comes in. They're not paying fees to anybody. They're not filling out the same paperwork and jumping through the same hoops.
They should have to.
They should be forced into the same system that the taxi cab companies have been forced into for decades. That's essentially the argument of most of the taxi cab owners and drivers out there. Maybe there's some that are, that actually favor allowing the competition into the marketplace, but you certainly never hear from those guys. If they're out there, they're keeping their mouths shut because they don't want the rest of the industry to turn against them or something like that. We talked about how New York City has had their yellow cabs become better because of the competition brought into the market by Uber, that previously there were only 13,500 medallions available for the city. And they've all been snatched up. So the only way you can operate legally a taxi cab in New York City is to purchase or lease one of the existing medallions, which can really bring the price up. They peaked at around $1 million. But then when Uber came into the marketplace, they're not going for less than half of that price, which is still way too much money.
Right.
There should be no medallions. There should be just the freedom to operate a vehicle for hire service. And for years before Uber, there have always been jitney cabs or gypsy cabs in the city, people who were offering underground, essentially, cab service.
And from what I understand, those jitney cabs are basically allowed to operate as long as they stay out of Manhattan.
Really? Meaning that the city's looking the other way if they stay out of Manhattan?
The city looks the other way. So if you go from, say, the Bronx into Queens.
Yep, no problem.
No problem. But once you start going into Manhattan, because that's really the heart of New York, is Manhattan. So once you go there, then they'll wind up busting you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Just like, you know, in a lot of places, the city might look the other way as long as you don't go to the airport.
Yep, that's true. And some places, some cities are cracking down on Ubers at the airport, but otherwise leaving them alone. So, you know, from New York City all the way down to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Uber has really faced a lot of cost to their legal department. I mean, they are tied up in court battle after court battle after court battle.
Out in California, there's a big battle because there's that class action lawsuit where a bunch of the Uber drivers now want to wind up being listed as employees instead of contractors.
I've had that in my show prep for a few weeks, and we've never really gotten around to that discussion. I think that's an interesting case because it's a completely different spin on this. But in the case of Portsmouth and New York City and other places, it's just a question of the old guard in an industry fighting against a new innovator.
Right.
Someone who's come in, they found a way to do things differently, because Uber doesn't own cabs. Uber owns no corporate cars whatsoever that I know of.
Right.
And they just simply allow people to drive people from point A to point B, so long as they meet a certain series of restrictions. Like, so, you know, you have to have a four-door car, you have to have insurance on your car, and you further have to, you know, you have to be licensed,
newer than 10 years old.
There's that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's certain standards that that they have. And anyway, in Portsmouth, the government has been acting like they're protecting people. Hey, we just want you Uber drivers to just jump through this little background check. Come on down to City Hall, fill out our form, give us $25. We'll run a background check on you, and if you pass, then you'll be legally allowed to operate in Portsmouth. Doesn't sound too bad, right? Well, the issue is, there's a couple issues with this. One, if Portsmouth gets away with regulating Uber like this, it could cause complications, because then each little town in New Hampshire can have its own little regulations and its own arbitrary hoops that these drivers would have to jump through and able to operate there. So if you want to take a fare from Portsmouth to one of the towns nearby, you'd have to be licensed in Dover, and you'd have to be licensed in, you know, all those other places. And in order to sign up for Uber, it's just an online process. You go to their website. You know, you give them a copy of your driver's license, of your vehicle registration, and of your proof of insurance, and then they run a background check on you, and you get approved, and you're ready to go. But if you have to all of a sudden then go to town halls in 10 different towns or whatever and jump through arbitrary hoops in every single one of them, that's going to keep people away from driving. People are going to say, screw that. I don't have time for this. This is not worth it, because that's a lot of effort that one would have to put in. So this needs to stop now in Portsmouth before it can continue to get worse.
Right, and I one thing that I'm curious about is how all of this stands from the legal standpoint, because New Hampshire is not a home rule state, meaning that municipalities can only do things that the legislature has explicitly said you're allowed to do. So how does this ordinance in Portsmouth stand up to that? Has anybody out there looked into challenging the legality or the constitutionality of this ordinance?
That's a good question, and maybe we can get Christopher David on here to answer that, because I don't have the answer for it. Christopher David is the guy who's behind Free Uber. He made headlines for giving rides to people openly, like announcing publicly that he was going to engage in civil disobedience in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Ultimately, they ended up targeting him for wiretapping charges because he recorded an encounter with a bouncer outside of a club who was trying to snitch on him to the local cops. So he's actually facing a felony wiretapping charge over that, and has halted his driving for Uber for the time being on advice of his
driving attorney. For Uber.
Right, which takes us to the next development in this interesting case out in Portsmouth, because recently the Portsmouth city government, the city council, refused to adopt certain proposed changes to their transportation ordinances that Uber had proposed to make it more likely that, you know, that everybody could get along. And one of those proposed changes was to reduce the background check from 15 years to 7,
yes,
that the city was doing, and then also to allow people, you know, who Maybe that was the only proposal. There was a couple of different ones.
There were three different things. I forget the details on them.
But, yeah, basically background check related changes that would make it more lined up with Uber and the city's.
Right. And one thing that Uber was actually requesting was that the city's required background check not be required because Uber is doing their own background check.
Yeah.
And
that's
one thing that it's one of these sort of double speak sort of things. To where several of the city councilors were saying the city's background check is better than that of Uber, while simultaneously saying we don't know what Uber does in their background check.
Yeah, that was pointed out
then
at the most recent
how
meeting.
Do you know that ours is better if we don't know what's in theirs?
It must be better. We're the government. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. So there was a recent kind of failure, I guess, for those proposals in city council. And so now Christopher David, I think, has really upped things to a new level. And what he's done has really put the city and the police department in a position that truly shows their nature, that this isn't really about safety, that this isn't actually at all about safety, because they've been talking about how, well, felons shouldn't be able to da-da-da. Well, look, if you're a felon and you get in a car right now in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and then you go and you pick somebody up and take them from point A to point B with no charge, where the person does not give you any kind of tip or any kind of money, that's completely legal in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Next door neighbor says, hey, my car's broken down. Can you give me a ride to the doctor? Can you take me to work? That's perfectly okay as long as no money changes hands.
Yeah. It's not. They can't stop a felon from doing that in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, despite all their talk about how it's about protecting the customers, protecting the passengers.
Limo drivers in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, are not required to get these background checks.
That's another aspect of this. And
it's only the taxi drivers.
Limo has been defined in Portsmouth, and I actually have the actual quote here. I've got an article that I posted about this at freekeen.com. A limousine service is defined in Portsmouth Transportation Ordinance as, quote, a service which provides designated luxury or specialty vehicles by prior appointment for discrete functions. I don't know what that part of it means. Or transportation to locations outside the city or the reverse. So basically, Christopher Davis, who we're going to get on the line here shortly to talk about this, is launching a limousine service now, and he's going to launch his own app, sort of another decentralized ride-sharing service, and it's pretty exciting stuff. We'll talk to him here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can reach us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the controversy between Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and Uber, the free Uber situation. Freeuber.org is the website that Christopher David launched to help bring Uber drivers together and to sort of stand up for what should be their right to do business, to be able to pick somebody up from point A and take them to point B. The town government, of course, or the city government, has been siding with the cabbies and the folks who've been paying them off, you know, basically paying them bribes for a long time. That's what licensing fees essentially are. They're bribes to prevent other people from getting into the marketplace, basically protection money. And so now these other cabbies are mad that Uber continues to operate in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, even without government permission. And Christopher David has been one of the first to do that. But, Chris, you're taking things to the next level. You're joining us via Skype here. You're taking things to the next level starting on New Year's Eve in Portsmouth, where you and several other Uber drivers are going to be logging out of Uber apps, and you will be getting into Arcade City, the website arcade.city. It's going to be an app you're going to be launching soon, not, I don't think, on New Year's Eve, but it's going to allow people, at least on New Year's Eve, to have free rides to go from wherever they need to go to wherever they were coming from, you know, for no cost. You've requested people tip the drivers, and now, as a result of that, Portsmouth's police chief has come into the media to say that if anyone tips your drivers on New Year's Eve for the free ride, that they'll be subject to regulation by the city, which that's code for saying we can hand out fines to people who are giving charity rides. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yeah, that is. It's just a really funny situation. It's like, you know, you under the ordinance, we need you to provide all of this background check stuff to make sure that you're not a felon and going to do all these terrible things. Oh, but wait a second, you're not charging any money at all? Okay, well then you can go. It's just the whole ordinance and the whole idea of government regulating private economic voluntary behavior in general is just nonsensical. And so we're kind of strategically taking positions here and there to let people see just how ludicrous this is. Fortunately, this has gotten a lot of press, a lot of attention.
Yeah.
You know, Associated Press put it out on the wire yesterday, and got picked up by newspapers all over the country. We've got quite a number of signups, so I'm just kind of right now kind of coordinating the matching the riders to the drivers, but it should be pretty exciting to see what happens tomorrow.
So you're going to be running this as a limousine service, as Daryl pointed out previously, because there's apparently very, very little in the way of regulations for limousine services in the city transportation ordinances.
So how exactly are you operating this as a limousine service? If you don't have these stretched out cars that seat a bunch of people.
So we looked into the limousine regulations. Now, limousines are regulated at the federal level. The state does not have any regulations specific to limousines. And Portsmouth's transportation ordinance specifically exempts limousines from the ordinance and has this kind of loose definition of what a limousine is. And by their definition of the limousine, which is basically any, quote, luxury or specialty vehicle that, you know, takes rides, you know, pre-scheduled in advance, which is exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they say luxury or specialty vehicle. Well, what's a specialty vehicle? Anything's a specialty vehicle if you have
it's
a
not defined,
device.
Right? There's no definition.
It's not defined. So we're saying, and just kind of, you know, somewhat tongue-in-cheek with saying, yeah, you know, we're going to put a Rubik's Cube in every car, and now it's a mobile arcade. It's a specialty vehicle. And I would just love to see Portsmouth City Attorney file some case or some brief or have them angrily discussing in the city council meeting. Well, you know, parse, trip over their own definitions and lack of, you know, being able to anticipate every little thing that an entrepreneur is going to do to try to get around their red tape.
And one thing that's interesting, they don't define specialty vehicle, but the council meetings that I was at, they were all upset that some proposal to limit casino gambling in their hotels used the term games of chance, which is defined at the state level, but not in Portsmouth City Ordinance, so they said, strike that.
Yeah, now they're saying, like, you know, the officer in that article, the deputy police chief Warchall, said, well, there are limousine regulations. Well, yeah, but the limousine regulations are at the federal level. Are you telling me that Portsmouth PD is now going to be enforcing federal laws? I don't think so. Or maybe they're going to be reporting us to the federal agency. I mean, that would be fun in itself.
Well, there are some people that think that local police are supposed to enforce federal law. That's why some people are all upset that local police in San Francisco and other cities aren't enforcing federal immigration laws.
Yeah.
Tell me this. I'm looking at the definition of limousines and or limousine service there in Portsmouth, and it does say that the luxury or specialty vehicles would be by prior appointment for discrete functions. And again, that is not defined from what I can tell. Discrete function, you know, the definition of discrete here, individually separate and distinct. What do you think that means?
Generally, the driver can't, like, reach back to touch the passengers. There's the dividers between.
It says, for discrete functions. That sounds like the destination or something.
That definitely sounds like the destination.
I don't know. What's your interpretation there, Chris?
I have no idea. It sounds like just some generic kind of gobbledygook.
What happened? Was it the limousine companies curried more political favor with a city council who wrote these regulations and they got exempted?
We never heard an actual reason for the exemption, but, yeah, this ordinance, which started out, the ordinance architect said specifically that this was intended to regulate ride sharers and taxis and limos all under the same regulatory structure. But, you know, going to the meetings earlier in the year where the limo people, owners of all the limo companies, came out in force and said, you know, well, you know, we shouldn't be regulated because X, Y, and Z. And they quietly dropped that, but, you know, the ride-sharing Uber people, like, kind of didn't give the same respect to the ride-sharers.
Daryl had a question for you earlier about constitutionality challenging it in court. Daryl?
Oh, right, because New Hampshire is not a home rule state, meaning that municipalities can only do things that the legislature has explicitly authorized. Is there any plan to wind up challenging this taxi ordinance at the state level?
I think we're kind of currently waiting to see what the state does. In fact, the text of the statewide Uber bill was just made available, I think, today. And so we kind of reviewed the draft previously. I haven't been through the official text yet. Some people are saying that it's kind of bad, but not as bad as it could be. But we certainly got, you know, I've got my hands full right now with my felony wiretapping case.
Sure.
But as soon as that clears up, then that's going to free me to look at what other things we can do from a legal perspective. And, you know, all legal options are on the table as far as I'm concerned.
My understanding, and this might be some helpful information, my understanding is that to challenge a local ordinance as being unconstitutional or illegal at the state level, all you would really need to do is call the Attorney General. And I know that Uber has been having people help with legal stuff. So maybe, you know, call the Attorney General and see what happens from there.
Yeah, definitely something to look into.
Also, there's currently a court case, Daryl, of course, with the Uber grandma, who's facing $3,500 worth of fine. She's received at least four citations, and I believe is the only driver to have received them so far. Is that still correct, Chris? Is she still the only one they've targeted?
To our knowledge, yeah, we haven't heard of any other drivers getting cited.
So there's an open court case right there that the attorney could, if he wanted to, I think, challenge the constitutionality in court of that ordinance.
Right, but it's better if you're challenging the constitutionality of an ordinance, it's better to be the plaintiff than the defendant.
But nonetheless, that case is open, and that is something that attorney could do, just in the same way that there was the Free the Nipple trial that just happened this week, and the attorney in that case used a home rule argument in a motion to dismiss and specifically asked the judge to overturn the ban on being topless as a female on the beach in Guilford, New Hampshire, on a constitutional or an unconstitutional basis.
Certainly, and I'm not saying that, you know, that should not be a defense.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I think there should also
an
be
offense.
An offensive challenge to this instead of just a defensive.
So this New Year's Eve, Christopher David, you and, what, close to a dozen drivers are going to be on the streets giving people charity rides, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah, we've got about 10 people signed up, tentatively, kind of, you know, depending on the demand. If the demand is there, we've got 10 people willing to come out and drive. And we were kind of planning to do a larger promotional push to try to get, you know, riders signed up, but there's been a steady trickle of rides coming in, keeping me busy on the dispatch. So
Chris,
I
know you're loaded with work. Do you want to stick for one more segment to talk further about this?
Yes.
All right, cool. Stand by. We're going to come back with Christopher David from Arcade City and Free Uber, freeuber.org, arcade.city, two sites for him, and we'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.